Okay, let's unpack this. If you're involved in PR or digital marketing at all, you know the drill.
Oh, absolutely. The hair will grind.
You've submitted dozens, maybe hundreds of expert pitches through platforms like Help a Reporter Out, Ant-H-I, hoping to land that high quality backlink or that coveted media mention.
And lately, it feels less like a targeted exchange and more, well, more like shouting into the void.
Right, like throwing a needle into a haystack that is also somehow on fire.
That's a perfect way to put it. It's the painful reality of market saturation. I mean, HO became the default strategy for so long that now the volume is just, it's overwhelming on both sides.
So relying just on that one channel in 2026, it's really limiting your ability to get real traction, isn't it?
It is. You won't get the placements that genuinely fuel measurable SEO growth.
Absolutely. The system isn't broken, maybe, but the competitive edge is just gone. So our mission today is to give you a shortcut, a curated expert list of essential itch.io alternatives.
We're going to be diving deep into the tools and strategies that are pretty crucial for standing out, for connecting with the right journalists, and really adapting your outreach for high-impact results.
Okay, so to set the baseline, what exactly is HeyRO for anyone who might not be deep in the weeds?
So HeyRO is essentially a digital middleman. It's a platform that connects journalists who are looking for expert insights with sources. So, PR pros, small businesses, experts.
Anyone who wants that media coverage, it's a bridge, basically.
It's a crucial bridge. And when we talk about HeyRO alternatives, we're not just talking about clones.
No, not at all. We are looking for platforms, software, maybe even just different strategic approaches that do the same thing, match journalists with brands, but they offer something extra.
Something extra, like maybe a streamlined interface, better vetting, or those hyper-targeted opportunities.
And despite all these different features, the main goal is always the same, right?
The overarching goal, yeah, it's uniform. Landing valuable mentions in high-authority publications. The goal is authority, it's visibility, but often the real prize is that high-value backlink to boost your SEO.
So the core mechanism is pretty similar across most of them. Journalists submit requests, sources respond with pitches, but where does the technical differentiation really happen?
It happens in the delivery and I'd say the intelligence. So while HeyRO relies on these, huge email digests, many alternatives use dashboards. They offer custom alerts in real time or even have profile verification.
That sounds like moving from dial-up to fiber optic in terms of efficiency, but I have to ask, if we're already overwhelmed, doesn't subscribing to five new platforms just mean more work?
That is the critical question.
Yeah.
And the answer is that diversification isn't about volume, it's about quality control.
Optimizing your resources.
Exactly. The landscape is just too competitive for a single-channel approach. By leveraging alternatives, you expand your opportunity, sure, but more importantly, you get access to two really valuable things.
Which part?
First, you get distinct journalist networks. I mean, some reporters simply don't use HeyRO anymore. They've moved on to newer, cleaner platforms.
Okay, that makes sense.
And second, and this is crucial, you get niche-specific requests. HeyRO can be very broad general finance, leadership advice. Alternatives often cater to these deep niches, like, say, specific industrial tech or B2B marketing tactics, where your expertise can really shine.
So you're not just reaching generic contacts, you're reaching reporters who are actively looking for you.
Precisely. And that targeting completely changes the economics of pitching. If your success ratio improves from, say, 1 in 50 to 1 in 10 because the requests are so relevant, the time savings are exponential.
And that high authority mention translates directly into better backlinks, which is key for anyone doing SEO, reseller services, or a B2B brand.
A huge part of it is also relationship building. I mean, that's a massive differentiator.
Yeah.
You can form direct, long-term relationships with journalists who cover your beat instead of just transactional one-off pitches.
Right. And then they start coming to you directly.
Exactly. You skip the platform entirely.
Okay, that seals the deal. So, how do you avoid the information overload when trying to pick the right tool out of, say, 10 different options?
This is where strategy comes in. The selection really depends entirely on your specific goals, your industry, and the resources you have.
So, what should you look for beyond just the price tag?
Look at the journalist database size, but more importantly, the quality of the requests you see daily. Look at the user interface. Is it intuitive? And crucially, the analytics. Can you track your success rate?
It's about matching the platform to your brand's DNA, then.
Absolutely. If you're a high-tech startup, a generalist platform is just inefficient. You need a tool that caters specifically to your world, whether that's B2B, tech, or small business.
Fantastic. Okay, let's jump into the curated list. We've broken this down by focus, starting with the accessible solutions, the ones that are easy on the budget.
And we have to start with Source of Sources, or SOS. This one has serious credibility because it was founded by EPRO's original creator, Peter Shankman.
That's fascinating, like the spiritual successor.
It really is. It's designed to recapture that trusted, spam-free spirit of Heyro in the early days. It's just a simple email newsletter format, no paywall, and it's completely budget-friendly.
What are the trade-offs for that kind of accessibility?
Well, the downsides are technical. It doesn't have built-in SEO data or analytics because it's really just an enhanced email service.
Mm.
And since it's still growing, the query volume might be a bit lower.
Okay. Sticking with cost-effective, tell us about SourceBottle.
SourceBottle is another free platform connecting small businesses with media. Its strategic niche, though, is geographical. It is especially popular in Australian and New Zealand media.
Oh, interesting. So you'll see requests from outlets like The Guardian Australia, ABC Australia.
Exactly. Which makes it a powerhouse for anyone seeking local or regional exposure, particularly in that APAC region.
The big pro is cost, but the con is limited international exposure.
Right. And a small thing, if you want instant email alerts, that part does require a paid upgrade.
Okay, moving into a platform defined purely by its audience. We have Help, a B2B writer, or Hey B2BW. The name says it all, but what's the strategic value here?
The value is in the filtering. It's a hyper-niche platform for B2B writers and vetted subject matter experts, specifically in marketing, sales, and tech.
And this is where I saw the really impressive numbers in our source material. Why is this so effective?
The structure itself guarantees relevance. These are B2B writers working on, you know, specialized white papers or trade publications. They need genuine experts.
Mm.
Because it's spam-free, our sources indicate an unrivaled conversion ratio within its niche.
Wow. And it's completely free and even offers some SEO insights.
It does. So high relevance translates directly to high success. The only drawback is if you sell consumer goods, this tool is useless to you. The scope is very restricted.
It's a pure niche play. Okay, let's level up. Time to graduate to the premium vetted platforms. We'll start with Featured.
Featured positions itself as a supercharged alternative, built for efficient PR placements and maximizing backlink value. It has integrated SEO insights, a high conversion rate, and keyword alerts.
And it runs on a freemium model starting around $19 a month.
That's right. The emphasis on the SEO-driven approach is a major step up for anyone worried about organic value.
But there's a concern we have to address. The source material mentioned that some users might find opportunities on private blog networks, PBNs.
Right, let's clarify that. A PBN, a private blog network, is basically a collection of websites built just to create backlinks. They can get fast results, but they violate search engine guidelines and carry a substantial risk.
A penalty risk. So that's a risk profile you really have to evaluate for your brand.
Definitely. It may not align with a long-term ethical backlink strategy.
Got it. That's vital context. Next up, for the tech crowd, we have OnePitch.
OnePitch is really tailored for tech-savvy PR pros and startups. Its whole value is its focused database of tech journalists. It's affordable, about $50 a month, which is great value for that sector.
So laser focus means high relevancy for a SaaS product. What's the barrier to entry?
Well, the barrier is its singular focus. It offers no value outside of tech. And unlike some others, OnePitch doesn't have a free plan or even a free trial. You have to commit to the subscription.
Okay. Now, moving up the prestige ladder, we have Quoted.
That's intentional. Quoted is a premium platform focusing on top-tier media outlets. They have rigorous vetting, high conversion rates, and a real prestige factor. The premium plans start higher, around $149 a month.
That selective network must cut down on the time you spend sifting through irrelevant requests.
It absolutely does. But this premium model has a key strategic trade-off. The price is one thing, but the bigger hurdle is that Quoted tends to be, as our sources call it, SEO-phobic.
SEO-phobic. Unpack that for me. Does that mean they block links?
Not exactly. It's more about editorial priority. The high-tier journalists on Quoted prioritize creating amazing content, not handing out backlinks. So a link might be a no-follow link, or they might not include one at all.
So if your primary goal is pure, indexable link building, Quoted might not deliver the specific SEO value you're after.
Precisely. It's a crucial distinction to make.
Okay, we've covered a lot of platforms. What if you want to ditch the SaaS model entirely? We turn to the strategic approach, direct contributions.
And this is a strategy, not a tool. It's all about connecting directly with publications and journalists via highly personalized outreach. It's built on customization and long-term benefits. It's slow, but it has the potential for the highest success rate of all.
The pros seem unparalleled for true authority building.
They really are. You get full control over the narrative, you foster invaluable industry connections, and the backlinks you get are superior because they're deeply contextual.
But the challenge has to be scale, right?
Exactly. This is not a quick fix. It takes immense persistence and patience. It's about impact, not volume. And it requires expert writing and research that a lean team might not have.
Finally, let's look at the top-end solution, the media intelligence platform built for global scale, Meltwater.
Meltwater is strictly for large organizations and enterprises. It's an all-in-one suite with comprehensive media monitoring, sentiment analysis, AI-powered journalist identification. It's a beast.
So less of a source-finding tool and more of a whole campaign operating system.
Yes, it enables campaign coordination on a massive scale.
Right.
But the price is the unavoidable hurdle for most listeners.
I saw the number. It's steep.
It starts at around $8,000 a year with no free plan or trial. And frankly, its features would be overwhelming and unnecessary for a lean team just looking for pitching help.
So after all that, what does this mean for you, the listener, trying to figure out your PR strategy for 2026? It really seems like a shift away from the generic.
Absolutely. The decision hinges entirely on your goal. Mm-hmm. So InOS is great for budget and ease. HeyBDW is a non-negotiable for B2B depth. Quoted is for prestige. And Meltwater is for massive scale. Diversification is no longer a luxury, it's essential.
And looking ahead, the future of media relations isn't going to get simpler, is it? It's going to get smarter.
The trend points to even greater personalization, AI-driven matching, and a renewed focus on building authentic relationships, not just sending cold pitches.
That strategic balancing act is the perfect final thought.
Well, consider this as you plot your strategy. How can you incorporate the high success, long-term focus of direct contributions, that slow, valuable relationship building with the speed and efficiency of a niche platform like OnePitch or HeyBDBW.
So the key isn't just one tool.
No. The key to success is finding that perfect synergy between persistent relationship building and targeted technology.
A blueprint for a smarter, more effective PR future. That is definitely something to chew on as you audit your current media outreach. This deep dive has given you a fully curated expert list to get started.
Remember that successful PR is about relevance and quality over sheer quantity. Use these insights to choose the tool that best serves your niche goals and your resources.
This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.